Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah vav, the mitzvah of achilas psar ha-pesach. It kind of starts off, mitzvah achilas psar ha-pesach, the mitzvah of eating the korban pesach. As we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch following him count this as two separate mitzvahs, one to shech the korban pesach and one to eat the korban pesach, giving significance to both eating and the act itself, as we spoke about yesterday. So today we're going to focus on the eating. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lecho Besar HaPesach Belel Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, the mitzvah is to eat the Karan Pesach, which was shechted late in the day on Erev Pesach, to eat it that night on the night of Pesach. Al Pi Tna'im Shebekasuv, according to the conditions that are in the Pasuk. And this is one of the only karbanos that you're not allowed to eat the day it's shechted. Usually you have a karban and you shecht it and you eat it that day. This is one of the few, one of the only ones that you shecht it one day and you eat it the next day. Based on the conditions that it says in the Pasuk. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Bo, V'yachlu as ha-basar b'layla hazeh. And you eat the basar that night. So the Sefer HaChinuch is very concise. You eat it based on the conditions what it says in the Torah. But if you look in the Rambam, on this mitzvah, the Rambam gives you all the conditions. The Rambam in mitzvah Nun Vav, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu lechol keves ha-pesach lel chamisha asar b'nisan. It's a mitzvah for us to eat a sheep, a kezayis of a sheep, as we'll see on the night of the 15th, bitznav anis karim, v'hu, and they are, sheyehei tzli, it has to be roasted, v'sheyehei, that's what we're going to get to in the next mitzvah after this. You're not allowed to eat it cooked. You have to eat it in one house. And you have to eat it with matzah and maror. Staram adds in a few points from the psukim. The Rambam continues, though. The Rambam here is somewhat lengthy. The Rambam says, don't be fooled and think that there are three mitzvos that we are eating on Pesach night. Pesach, matzah, and maror. Says the Rambam, Maror is not an independent mitzvah. That is the Shita. V'yula yiksha alai maksha v'yomar. Maybe someone will ask, Lama timne achilas pesach matzah umar mitzvah achas? V'lo timne odasham shalosh mitzvos. You might ask, why aren't there three mitzvahs here? There's Pesach, there's going to be matzah, but there's no Maror. Ashivenu. Even though in the times of the Mikdash, it was daraisa to eat Maror. Obviously, today we know Maror Bizman is Ezra Banan. But even Bizman Mikdash, says the Rambam, it's not counted as a separate one of the 613. Ashivenu Amnam, Heyos Achilas Matzah Mitzvah Befneatzma Hu Emes. Matzah is a Mitzvah Befneatzma. Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, it says. Vechein Achilas Pesach Mitzvah Befneatzma. Avol HaMaror Hu Nigrar La Achilas HaPesach. Ve'eno Nimne Mitzvah Befneatzma. Maror is not counted independently. It's not a mitzvah. Even Bizman HaMikdash, V'raya L'davar, what's my raya? What's the svara? Shebisara pesach yachal akiva mitzvah ye imo hamorah olo ye. If you only have pesach, you don't have maror, you still eat the pesach. Vahamorah lo yachal ela im besara pesach. Lo omro le mar, amatz omro rim yochlu. Maror is not independent. Viloachal maror mi beli basar lo asa klum. Says the Rambam, let's say I don't have korban pesach, and I just eat maror. I don't do anything. Maror is a part of the din daraisa, but it's not separate. V'lo nomar kfar kiyem mitzvah achas hi achilas maror. That is the Rambam Shita, and he emphasizes it here that one can only the mitzvah of maror could be daraisa, but not as a separate entity. If you look in the back of the Frankel Rambam, they print a bunch of the Tshuvas Rambam, the Maisa Nisim. The Maisa Nisim is a sefer that Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, who lived in Baghdad, he wrote to the Rambam's son, Rabbi Avraham Mendel Rambam. What questions it answers about the Rambam Shita? So one of them was about this. Rabbi Daniel HaBavli felt that Maror should be its own mitzvah. Why should there be any difference between the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of maror, if matzah is separate and Pesach is separate, so too this should be separate. Okay, so that's his shita, but the Rambam assumes not. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about? Whether maror should be a separate mitzvah or not? So Rav Soloveitchik in the Haggadah, Siach HaGrid, which is put out posthumously, he discusses this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Daniel HaBavli, and he starts off as follows. We know, we say in our Haggadah, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, the three things of Rabbi Gamliel. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, he writes, the Haseder Shebo Omer Shloshet Varam Elu, Pesach, Maror, Matzah. Pesach, Maror, Matzah? That's not what we have. We have Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Why the Rambam switch it? In Hilchas Chametzu Matzah Perachas. Why does he have Pesach, Maror, Matzah? And the Rambam, in his Haggadah, has Pesach, Matzah, Maror, like we have it. at the end of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam has his Haggadah. But yet in his Halachas, in Perach Chas, he writes Pesach, Maror, Matzah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's alluding to this Machlokas. Because the Rambam in Perach Chas is talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when there was a real bona fide mitzvah of Maror. But that was only a mitzvah linked to the Pesach. That's why the Rambam, to emphasize that, switches the order. Pesach, Maror, Matzah. Masha'en came, when he's writing the Haggadah, he's talking about the Haggadah we do today. Nowadays, there is no Marar Daraisa. The Rabbanan enacted this new mitzvah to Rabbanan of Marar. Zecher l'mikdash. But it's really, nowadays, it's just an independent. So ironically, when it's Daraisa, it's connected, and therefore the Rambam writes, Pesach Marar Matzah. When it's nowadays, when we don't have any Marar Daraisa, because we don't have a Pesach, so the Rabbanan made an independent mitzvah of Marar, and that's why the order is... the order is switched. That's the difference. That's what Rav Soloveitchik writes here in Siach HaGrid. If you look in the Yireim, I don't think we've quoted yet. The Yireim is another one of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, who is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So he has a very different shita than the others. Again, the Rambam has it as one big mitzvah. Pesach Matzah Maror. Rav Daniel HaBavli felt, who lived in the time right after the Rambam, it should be three separate mitzvahs. Says the Sefer Yireim, Tziva Yotzreinu, it's in Simen Tzadik Dalet in the Yireim, Tziva Yotzreinu, we were commanded, Shebizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Deika Pesach, Sheyochal Pesach Al Marorim. Bizman, there's a Beis HaMikdash, when there is a Pesach, so you eat the Pesach with the Maror. Bizman Deika Pesach Ika Maror, Bizman Deleka Pesach Leka Maror. The Yireim counts Maror as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah Tzadik Dalet is a separate mitzvah. But it's only a mitzvah Bizman Mikdash when there's also a Pesach. So it's linked, but it's a separate mitzvah. Matzah, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, three separate mitzvahs, says the Yireim. But it's only the mitzvah of Maror, you can't have Bizman Azat. What do you mean? It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah in the counting, but it's still linked conceptually. What's the Bir Hadavar, the Yireim and the Rambam? So again, Achronim explain, the Mitzvah HaMelech has this. When I eat the Maror, even if it's Daraisa, is that Bitoras Achilas Pesach? Achilas Pesach is Pesach with the accoutrements. When you eat soup with spices, you don't say you're eating spices. If you eat soup, it happens to be spiced. So when I eat the Pesach with the Maror, am I eating the Pesach, period? Or is Achilas Maror a separate Bitoras Maror? Achilas Maror. So the Sefer Yireim says, you're right, the Maror is only eaten D'oraisa when you have a Pesach, but when it's eaten Bitoras Achilas Maror. It's a separate mitzvah say. The Rambam would say, no, when it's eaten, it's only Bitoras Pesach. That is, again, to summarize, three different shitas that we have in the Rishonim. The Rambam has Maror not independently. Maror is included in the mitzvah of Pesach. Matzah is a separate mitzvah. Rav Daniel HaBavli asked the son of the Rambam, the opposite extreme, it should be three separate mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And the middle sheet to the Sefer Yireim, Maror is an independent mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's only d'oraisa, it only exists when the Pesach exists. When there's no Pesach, then there's no Maror either. Okay? So that has to do with the first paragraph and the counting. So again, the mitzvah is to eat the Karman Pesach on the 15th of Nisan at night. Misharshi mitzvah zu, the sharsha this mitzvah, Masha Kosavna b'shchitaso, the same hashkafa, same shorish, and that is to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Kedei lizkar anisim ha'gedolam sh'asalanu akel shotzianu mi'avdus. Fine. Dinei ha-mitzvah, what are the halachas of the mitzvah? Kama, continuing the Sefer HaChinuch now, Kama chayev kolecha lecho mimenu l'chol apachos, what's the minimum amount that one has to eat? And v'hanimna malav eich yisnahagu ha-shiyachlu, what do we do until we eat it? And you have to eat it in the group. You can't leave the group. You can't leave your house. You can't take a break in the middle. You can't sleep in the middle. Is mentioned in Pesachim. A couple of points related to some of these halachas. So number one is, what's the smallest amount that one has to eat? So how much Karan Pesach does one have to eat? So generally, this is a mitzvah. This is a say. Karan Pesach, you have to eat, generally, we assume a kezias. So that is true, but this is unique among Karbanos. The Beis HaLevi made this idea famous. What Beis HaLevi? So let's take it from the beginning. There's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites. The Gemara tells us there, towards the bottom of Amun Aleph, that Bizman Shimon HaTzadik, there was tremendous bracha, many brachas that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And after he died, a lot of the brachas were removed. And one of them was about the Lechem Aponim. the lechem aponim, the bread that was on the matzahs that were on the shulchan. The Gemara says v'chal kohen shemagiyo kizayis yish ochlo v'saver v'yish ochlo mosir. When Shimon HaTzadik was alive, you could eat a little bit of lechem aponim and it could fill you up for the whole day. Mikan ve'elach, but after he died, nishtalchem me'era. There was a curse in the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. And the kol kohen magio kapul, or the kohanim only got a bean size because it was very small. It didn't grow. There wasn't bracha in it. And the Gemara uses the lashon hatsnuin moshchines yedehem. The tsnuin, the kohanim tsnuin, pulled away their hands. They didn't take from the lechem upon him. And the people who were gargaranim, the people who were gluttons, they went and they grabbed it. So what does it mean that they pulled their hands away? Ask the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of the page. What do you mean they pulled their hands away? Why did they pull their hands away? You know why they pulled their hands away? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, because they weren't going to get a kezias anyway. They weren't going to get a kezias anyway. What's the mitzvah? So they pulled their hands away. That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Ask the Maritz Chayis, but what do you mean they pulled their hands away? But it's a karbon. It has to be Ian. You can't leave anything over, as we're going to talk about in a couple of days. The avera of leaving over karbon, nosar. So how did they pull their hands away? Aren't they worried about fulfilling the mitzvah? So the Maritz Chayis here quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer also writes this in the Tshuva, but in the back of Yuma Daf Lametes, the Maritz Chayis quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says as follows. What's the mitzvah by eating karbanis? And we're going to get to this, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, when we get to the mitzvah in general of Achilas Kachim. The mitzvah is that the karban should be eaten. That's the mitzvah. Not that I have to eat it. Right, every Kohen has to make sure that he eats the carbon chatas, the carbon this, the carbon that. By all carbonas, says Chassam Sofer, the mitzvah is to make sure it's eaten. So as long as I make sure it's eaten, the mitzvah is fulfilled by the Kohenim. So therefore, that's the pshat of this Gemara. The lechem aponim, there's no mitzvah for me to eat the lechem aponim. No, it's mitzvah to make sure the lechem aponim is eaten, to make sure the carbonas are eaten. So even if I pulled my hand away because I wasn't going to get a kezias, but it's okay because I made sure it was still eaten. That is all background. The Gemara and the Chassam Sofer comes along the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says that is all well and good by all carbonas, except for one, carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach, the Beis Halevi writes in Chelek Aleph, Simen Beis, Os Zayin, that carbon Pesach is an achila on the Gavra. It's the only carbon that we have that a person, every person, has a chiyuv to eat a kezias of the carbon. Then that's different. And with l'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Number one, you have to make sure to eat it. That's the obvious, most obvious nafkamina. Number two, the Beis Halevi discusses what kind of kavana. Do I have to have proper kavana to fulfill the mitzvahs I say? Number two, number three, others, do you count it as a separate mitzvah? Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why the Rambam has it as a separate mitzvah. Shechting and eating. Because this is an achilas gavra. This is different than other karbanos. It's about eating a kezias. And even though the other karbanos, there's no separate mitzvah on the gavra to eat a kezias, that is the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. Again, Chelek Aleph, Simen Beis, O Zion. But that goes on this first line of the chinuch. How much do you have to eat of this karban? You got to eat a kezias. Different than all other karbanos. Continuing this paragraph that we just read, it also says that you're not allowed to leave your chabura. You're not allowed to leave your group. There is a thought from the Ber Yosef. Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, writes in his commentary on Parshas Bo. We mentioned this in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. The Ramah writes in Arach Chaim that there is a minog that at the end of the, after the meal on Pesach night, we say Shvoch HaMascha and we open the door to remind ourselves that it's Lel Shimurim. Lel Shimurim, it's a garden night, Hashem's in charge. So we open the door and B'schus Emunazu Yavo HaMashiach. That's what the Rama says. So asks the Ber Yosef, why do we only open the door then? Lel Shimurim. It's a garden night, Hashem's in charge, so we should open it for the whole Seder. The whole Seder, the door should be open. Why is it only, Dafka, at the end of your meal, you open the door? You should open the door at the beginning of your meal. When you buy Halach Ma'anya, you want to invite the guests in, open the door, leave the door open, it's Lel Shimurim. Why Dafka at the end? So says the Ber Yosef, I think there's a different reason for opening the door. And that is, the Gemara tells us that you have to eat your Karban Pesach in your specific group. But, imagine you have a Karban Pesach, the whole family, everybody's in Yerushalayim, you got to eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So everybody's stuffed into their rooms, they can't leave until they eat their kezias. So the Gemara says, you know what used to happen? After everybody had their kezias, they went up to the roofs. They went up to the roofs and said Hallel on the roof. Because you don't have to say Hallel in your group. Just eat your Karban and you're good, you go up to the roof. Says the Ber Yosef, I think that's the pshat of our minhag. Our minhag, we dafka open it after the afikomen, after everything, when we're about to say Hallel. Why? Because that's his halacha. We had to eat the Karban Pesach b'chabura, so the door is not open yet. We have to make sure that we're here. But at the end of the meal, we open the door to remind ourselves of the time in Yerushalayim. After everybody ate, they went up to the roofs of the Ir HaTika, the old city. They looked around. Everybody else was saying Hallel. Everybody was saying Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the makar for the Minhag, says the Ber Yosef, opening the door at the end of the meal. But that connects to this halacha that he quotes, Shelo Latzeis Min HaChabura. You can't leave your group. And you can't sleep. The Yasser Pradem of Oram B'Psachim. There's somebody asked me at the end of the shiur yesterday, also a machlokas that's discussed in the back in the Siach HaGrid, in the Rav's Haggadah. There's a machlokas, when was the Karban Pesach eaten? So if you look in Tosfos says, Al HaSova. Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. It was eaten at the end of the meal, and it made you satiated, as we discussed yesterday. The last point. But the Rambam, if you look carefully, the Rambam seems to say that you ate it both times. You ate it for Shulchan Aruch, you ate it for the main meal, and you saved. And then you made sure to have a kizayis at the end. Haramam sover to achlos a karban pesach shtei pa'amim. Pa'am rishona miyad achari achilas matzah umarar v'achrach nimshach besudaso ubesof suda achol sheinis is karban pesach lafikomen. Medayik that in the language of the Rambam. Machlokas tosas the Rambam if you only eat it, if you eat it as the meal. Or, no, you have to save it towards the end. Says Rav Soloveitchik, if this is true, that the Eitagar and Pesach also during the meal, and at the end, maybe that's why the simanim that we say, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yachad, Shulchan Aruch, what's the Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch? Why is that unique? Nothing unique to Shulchan Aruch, that's just the meal. That's Simchas Yantif. Why is it in the simanim of the Seder? He says, no, according to the Rambam, there's a Chiddush. First of all, you're eating the Karban Pesach here. You might think, you can only eat the Karban Pesach at the end of the meal. No, Shulchan Orech. You eat it now, even the Karban Pesach, and then you have Tzafon afterwards, and then Barech. That's Rav Soloveitchik, that's in the Siach HaGrid, O Samach Vav. Maybe that's the pshat of Shulchan Orech as one of the simanim, to be mechadish to us, the Rambam Shita, that you eat the Karban Pesach twice. You eat it as Shulchan Orech, and then you eat it as well, another bite at the end of the meal. Good. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, v'noheges b'zacharim u'b'nekevus. This mitzvah is by men, males, and females. V'ha'over aleha bitel asay. If somebody violates and does not eat the Karban Pesach, he's mevatel the asay. As we said, this is mitzvah asay daraisa. What happens if do you get kares? He does not mention kares here. Kares is only if I don't shech the Karban Pesach and get it ready. If I don't end up eating it, there is no kares. The Ramban, interestingly, not for now, but we're just going to mention it. The Ramban, in his mitzvos, that he says the Rambam forgot. We mentioned the Ramban knocks out a bunch of mitzvos that the Rambam has, so he has to add in to make 613. So the Ramban, in mitzvah Yud Beis, counts it as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa. Besides just eating the Karban Pesach, eating the Karban Pesach at night. And the Ramban explains, this is what's called an Isser Aseh. Meaning, if I eat the Karban Pesach too early, if I ate the Karban Pesach right after it was shechted, on Erev Pesach afternoon, I'm violating an Aseh. And the Ramban counts that as a separate one of the 613. That's a general derech in Tami, in Minyan HaMitzvos. The Ramban counts Isser Aseh as separate mitzvahs. The Rambam does not. So the Ramban, in mitzvah Yud Beis, in the ones that he adds on to the Rambam, counts it as a separate mitzvah, Isser Aseh, not to eat the Karban Pesach too early. You eat it at night, so that's be Mekayim the Aseh of eating it, not eating it too early. V'klal Gadol, back to the Sefer HaChinuch, so that's another way to be Mevatel the Aseh. That's why I edited that in here. V'klal Gadol b'chol HaTorah, l'kol HaOmer she'ivadol mitzvah Aseh, and we have a general rule, quoted in many places in Shas, if somebody does not want to do a mitzvah, if somebody doesn't want to do a lo sase, there are punishments given. There's malchus, there's chavim mises bezdin. But what about a mitzvah sase? So really, there's no punishment. If I don't put on tefillin, chas v'shalom, if I don't do a mitzvah, there's no punishment. But when there is a bezdin in power, bezdin has the authority to force me to do the mitzvah. Shekofin oso bezdin, im yish koach b'yadam ashi kemenu. Bezdin could force me to do the mitzvah. That's what Bezdin has the power to do. The Menachas Chinuch right here in Os Yud wonders why the Sefer HaChinuch waited to quote this idea of Kfiya till now. This is not the first Mitzvah Aseh. We've had Puravu, we had Bris Milah, we had Shechitas Karban Pesach. So why, over here, ask the Menachas Chinuch in Os Yud, why did the Sefer HaChinuch dafka wait to quote the Mitzvah of Kfiya, the idea that Bezdin could force you to do a Mitzvah till here? The Menachas Chinuch suggests that maybe the following reason is the reason he waited. By the other mitzvahs, so Bezdin forces you, okay, there's no chiddush. Bezdin forces you to have children, so you end up having children. So you know you're Yotzi the mitzvah. Or bris milah. You end up getting a milah. You end up shechting the Pesach. So there's no chiddush there. But here, if Bezin forces you to eat something, you might not that call that an eating. We know the Gemara tells me that if I force something down my mouth, so then if somebody forces it, I don't even taste it. So then it's not even called an eating. So you might have said, if Bezdin puts a gun to your head and says, eat or I'll kill you, eat or I'll push you, or I'll punish you, so you might think that's not called an eating. That's the Chiddush. Bezdin can force you here, and as long as you do a regular Maisa Achila, that is still called an eating. And then he says, Ayein Rambam Perek Beis Mehilchas Gerushin. Doesn't quote where it is. That's a well-known Rambam, where the Rambam says, if a man should be giving a get, and he is, Rachman al-Islam, not giving a get to his wife, in a case where Bezdin seems it fit, and deems it fit for him to give a get, so Bezdin's allowed to beat him up until he gives a get to his wife. The Rambam says, isn't there an idea that you're not allowed to give a forced get me'usa, that postles the get? Says the Rambam in a very famous formulation, this isn't a forced get. Really, deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. But it's his Yetzer Hara who is forcing him not to do the right thing. So by beating him up, Bezdin gets rid of his Yetzer Hara and is really doing deep down what he wants to do. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes here in the context of this Kfiya. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this here as the Chiddush, that if Bezdin forces you to eat, it would be called an eating. Okay, so this is a couple of points related to Karmen Pesach. Again, a couple more points in the Minchas Chinuch here in terms of what's the latest time to eat the Karmen Pesach. We're machmir to eat it by Chatzos, but really it's a machlokas tanoim. What type of kavana are you Joseph, if you don't have kavana? So he quotes the discussion in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We paskin halacha l'maaseh, and we'll end with this. The Magen Avram in Siman Samach in Aruch Chaim quotes the Radvaz, who says that we paskin a chilek between Daraisa and Darabanan. Mitzvahs Daraisa, we paskin mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana. You have to have Kavana, if not, you're not Yotzei. But Mitzvahs Darabanan, even if you don't have Kavana, you're Yotzei without the Kavana. That's what we paskin. That's why, Derech Agav, when somebody says what night of Sphere it is, we don't say what night of Sphere it is, because even though I don't have Kavana to be Yotzei, I might be automatically Yotzei, because Rov Rishonim holds Sphere Sa'omer Bizman Azez Darabanan. That's why we always say last night was blank. But that's in Os Vav of the Minchas Chinuch. He talks about here, would you say, by Karmen Pesach, do you have to have Kavana? Or would you say, no, eating something might be different? Because eating, by definition, you're going to get the mitzvah, quoting Gemaras, but this is not for now. Those are some issues related to eating the Karmen Pesach. So, mitzvah hey was shechting, Vav was eating, and tomorrow we get to another detail, and that is the issur of eating the Karmen Pesach cooked or raw. It has to be roasted, so that, by the Shem, will be in tomorrow's shiur.